This is on Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. Miss Rhodes is an 89-year-old woman who suffers from history of syncope, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, atherosclerotic heart disease, severe weakness, hypertension, anemia, low back pain, and atrial fibrillation, period. Patient resides at Conroe Healthcare Center. Over the past few weeks, patient has developed profound weight loss. Increased confusion. Has developed thrombocytopenia, renal failure, profound weakness, ADL dependency, after a patient was admitted to a Methodist Woodland Hospital, it was patient required hospitalization to Methodist Woodland Hospital after she became obtunded. Patient did undergo and was found to be without circulation and any respiratory efforts, period. CPR was started. Subsequently, patient was transferred to the hospital where she was diagnosed with E. coli sepsis. The new CT scan showed no evidence of new stroke. Patient was placed on nifedipine drip to maintain blood pressure in face of hypotension secondary to her stroke, period. During the post-resuscitation, patient's condition has deteriorated to the point that patient and family have decided to place patient on the hospice, period. Patient did have increased troponin related to patient undergoing CPR. Post discharge, patient is patient remains obtunded, non-responsive. Patient has been made a DNR. Patient has developed worsening renal failure with thrombocytopenia. Patient eats very little. Only eats when fed, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, as I mentioned. Patient's family has decided for no further hospitalization or heroics, and patient has been placed on hospice for end-of-life care. Thank you.